USA Radio News.
Dangerous heat will continue to grip most of the country as cities report record-breaking temperatures from coast to coast. Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin, Texas have experienced more days of 100 degrees Fahrenheit this year than they typically do over the entire summer. A total of 100 million people in the United States were under heat alerts Wednesday, touching parts of 28 states from California to the Southwest Desert, up to the plains, and into New England. The U.S. population that will experience highs above 90s is expected to reach 219 million. Meteorologists are warning people to look out for signs of heat illnesses, including headaches, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, and fatigue. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Texas woman accused of fatally shooting elite cyclist Mariah Mo Wilson entered a not guilty plea in her first court appearance. Caitlin Armstrong is back in Austin, Texas, where she stands accused of first-degree murder after changing her appearance and attempting to evade authorities in Costa Rica for 43 days. Armstrong's attorney said, quote, "There's a lot more to this story." Armstrong is being held on a $3.5 million bail. Hypersonic missiles.
The Pentagon announced that the United States is now in the hypersonic missile club as of Tuesday. The medium-range hypersonic missile was launched from the back of a Marine Corps logistics truck at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. The Lockheed Martin project flies over five times the speed of sound. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
One U.S. Army Reserve soldier has died after a lightning strike at Fort Gordon in Georgia. A base spokesperson has confirmed 9 other soldiers were injured in the strike. As thunderstorms sweep through the area, the lightning hit Training Area 26.
Georgia's the 10th, ranks 10th in the 50 states as far as the number of lightning injuries and deaths.
About 150 miles east of Atlanta, Fort Gordon is home to 80,000 people, including 16,000 service members and their families. An 11-month-old baby died after being left in a parked vehicle for, quote, an extended period of time, police in Tallahassee stated. The infant was found in the parking lot where his mother works. According to police, the mother inadvertently left her son in the car when she entered the building, only to find him unresponsive at the end of her shift. He was declared dead at the scene. Police have not made any arrests, and an investigation is ongoing as the department awaits the results of an autopsy. Earlier this month, a 3-month-old boy died after being locked in a vehicle in Miami Gardens on a sweltering day. This is becoming a growing problem. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.